Tom, it looks like the coronavirus, you know, it's obviously it's a huge issue in Asia and some other countries, but the U.S. lawmakers are starting to say, hey, are we prepared here in the U.S. to get a sense of what's going on? We welcome a Bloomberg government reporter, Michaela Ross. Michaela, thanks so much for joining us. So what is the oversight? Who does the oversight? Who's thinking about the coronavirus from a U.S. perspective?
That's a great question. I think at this point, all of lawmakers are very concerned about what's going on with coronavirus because it is, we're seeing over 130 deaths as of this morning, 6,000 cases. I think it's going beyond just the regular Homeland Security committees that I usually cover. But those two committees yesterday did speak up. They did, both of them ended up by the end of the day writing the Department of Homeland Security saying, we need to know your plans. We're concerned about this. We want to know that you have a contingency plans in place, that you're communicating with locals.
Yeah,
they are worried that it could be a repeat of Ebola.
I went through JFK, the quality terminal known as JFK. And, we're all lined up there, the U.S. on one side, everybody else on the other side. It's the usual thing. Everybody's hiding that they have their cell phones out and all that. And off of the corners, the CDC door, the nurse is there with the plastic gloves on waiting for somebody to be flu-like. Do these institutions have a right to check people, like to go up to them and say, we need to take your temperature? Is that a right of our institutions to do?
That's an excellent question. I'll look into that a little bit more, but at this point...
Wait, it's radio. You're supposed to fake you know the answer.
Well, I can tell you that they're expanding what they're looking. You know, they went from 5 airports last week. They're up to 20 now. And it's between the CDC and the Customs and Border Protection. The CDC is doing the screenings, but it's in conjunction with Customs and Border Protection. And the scary part, I think, for a lot of people is that they're seeing with this virus, unlike other major outbreak viruses, is that it can be passed before someone displays symptoms. So I know that's another issue that's on lawmakers' mind, is on the department's mind, is are we making sure that we see people when they come into the U.S., are we screening enough people? That's exactly what the senators were concerned about
yesterday.
Paul,
jump in here, because we've all lived on airplanes. The language, thank you for the wonderful note, Michaela. The bottom line is we want full health screenings at airports. What is that, Michaela?
As in, what is a full health screening?
Yes. What are we doing? Taking blood pressures, temperature, throat swab? What are we doing? I mean, seriously, when 300 people come off an airplane from some city that's somehow tangential to Wuhan, China, how do we actually screen people?
They are looking for symptoms related to that coronavirus, and so the screen is going to be related to what the CDC feels is appropriate at that time. But it is a secondary screening. It is, travelers are coming through, and then they would be passed to that secondary level to go through whichever steps the CDC at that point would be looking for.
So, Michaela, who has overall responsibility for this? Is it the Department of Homeland Security?
Homeland is saying that they are referring to CDC as number one. So the health department is going to be taking the lead here. But definitely Homeland is a big part of this because they are at those gates, of international travel in the first place. They're also doing signage for when people leave to China. I know that the State Department also has a part to play here because they're upping the travel ante. As of Monday, I believe, they issued a warning that, it's better that you don't go to China. They're referring people not to. But they're also, posting signs saying, hey, there's this communicable disease. You need to be aware of the risks. And the TSA are the ones doing that as well. Yeah.
Okay, Michaela, let's leave it there. Michaela Ross, thank you so much for Bloomberg this morning in the trenches of an institutional...
I don't know how you do it other than saying we're stopping all flights from China, but I don't know how you really do it.
This is really serious stuff, folks. I was on the phone to Shanghai earlier this morning, and, to make a joke about it, I mean, Michaela's there struggling with the institutional response. Is there really one, Paul?
We'll do our best in the CDC and the TSA.
And they're exposed. Let's be serious.
They're exposed. It's serious. And now, you can transmit this thing before even showing symptoms. So that's kind of the scary part that has people, I think, on edge.
Well,
so.
We heard from the New York City Health Commissioner yesterday. An important conversation of really the challenges forward here day by day.